Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Can I teach you a little bit? All right. He said the Spirit of the Lord is what? Upon me. Because he has anointed me. Y'all ready? Jesus, at that point, was the only body of Christ in the earth. So he wanted the people to know that the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Now the rest of them had it. So he began to tell them what he could do, what would happen if they are believing. You'll get your sight back, you'll get healed, you'll get delivered, you'll be set free. It's upon me to deliver. But what the congregation had learned, even though he sent me and my wife over this house, over this congregation, but the Spirit of the Lord is upon every one of you. Unless you're in unbelief. Unbelief will stop the anointing from flowing. So when you're sitting back there twittering, well, you ought to be praying in tongues. That's why some people don't get healed. Then you got other people coming up here. They coming up. They ain't coming to get healed. I'm going to go up here and try and see what's going to happen. You ain't going to get nothing trying. You don't try God. You either accept him or leave him alone. Are y'all hearing me? We are talking about getting down to the root thing. Why things are not working. And I just don't want to play the religious game. Run a little routine, go home and get you a coat. I'm talking about we done had church. No, you hadn't. You just been through this ordeal. Is the anointing will work or it won't? Here's another thing. It's how you view me. Now I'm finna tear down some of these religious walls. Reverend. How you doing, Reverend? Bishop. You know why people don't get things? They are looking to Bishop. And here I am gloating in Bishop. They call me Bishop. They call me Rev. When you replace Bishop and you leave Jesus out and you take Bishop and you look into Bishop, guess what you're going to get? You're going to get bitch. Or you're going to get nothing. Because ain't nothing in Bishop apart from Jesus. And you need to settle that. Too many ministers trying to push themselves like they're so important apart from the anointing. If you ain't anointed, you ain't about anything with Jesus. You're just hot air spouting out in the air. We could do without. Are y'all getting in the help this morning? Are you getting in the help? Jesus made it plain. Who he was. Now, since Marie wants to mess with my scripture. Well, I'm just messing with her because scripture belongs to everybody. But watch this. I'll come back to it. I got another one, but let me go here. And I'll come back to the others. I believe I can do it that way. I believe I can do it that way. Let's go to the same strip, Ephesians chapter 4. But I'm going to start at verse 11. Ephesians chapter 4. Are you in the house? You getting any help this morning? Ephesians 4:11 says, and he gave some apostles. Now listen closely. See, this is what too many of the ministers have done. Not that I'm criticizing anybody. I'm just pointing out why. If something's not working, you need to find out why it's not working. You go out there and you put your key in the ignition, turn, unless you got a button to push. Some of them, you just push a button. And you turn that thing, it won't say nothing. You just going to sit there and say, well, I'm going to go booting, booting, booting until I get home. No. Now that booting, booting, you be out here in the morning still booting, booting. No, you're going to find out why this thing not fine. Boom! I bet the boy got many calls on Sunday. But anyway, but you want to find out why this thing not working. You just don't keep on just, you know, shaking on it and hoping that, no, you don't have to find out why it's not working. Jesus said it's his will to heal everybody. If people are not getting healed, then we need to find out why. Come on.